A member of the North Dakota Public Service Commission says while she's glad One Oak is planning to build a new natural gas liquids pipeline to carry Bakken NGLs, she is a little concerned there may not be a supply for any potential petrochemical industry development in North Dakota. One Oak is planning to build the $1.4 billion 900-mile Elk Creek pipeline from eastern Montana to Kansas. This is Commissioner Julie Fedorchak.
When these pipes go in, they get long-term commitments, and all of them, all of those NGLs then go in that pipe and go down to wherever that final destination is, off in Texas. And then it's really hard for anyone who wants to build a facility in North Dakota to actually have the ethane to do it.
Fedorchak says she appreciates One Oak's commitment, but she says she's hoping there is not a point of no return for any NGLs to be available for North Dakota. Here's North Dakota Pipeline Authority Director Justin Kringstad.
You know, as we look forward to North Dakota's petroleum development, I believe that there are enough natural gas liquids.
Kringstad says that new pipeline is a necessity.
As we sit today, the production level is above our pipeline capacity. So we are utilizing localized truck transportation. We're utilizing rail cars in order to move all these NGLs to market.
Kringstad expects eventually natural gas liquid production will be between 800,000 and 1 million barrels a day. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.